The half-price public transport fares will be extended for another 2 months till August. The temporary cut in fuel tax and road user charges stay in place till then too. Our reporter Nick Troubridge joins us now from downtown Auckland. So Nick, how's that going down?
Hi Lisa, it is going down extremely well. I've got my mask on and that's because we are deep in the depths of Britomart Station underneath the streets of central Auckland. For people who aren't watching, it's rush hour here and if you're judging by the number of foot traffic, well, half price is really working. It is creaming with people down here. Now, the other part of this, of course, is that half price will continue from mid-September as long as you've got a community services card. Now, we spoke to some people today about how they felt about half price continuing. Most of them, of course, were on board with it, but some of them had some other ideas about how public transport should be structured, not only in Auckland, but around the rest of the country as well.
Personally, I don't think public transport is expensive here, but I think when there is an aspiration to have more public transport, it needs to actually go out into the suburbs further out of Auckland that are getting extremely developed and actually are being treated as urban parking areas without any public transport to get you out of the place.
I'm definitely happy about it and I would really like for it to keep going. I think it's a good idea to keep it going. It definitely helps a lot as well being a student, obviously, with just keeping the cost down low. And I think it does bring a lot more people sort of off the streets and other areas as well, which I think is what they're trying to do.
Wonderful gesture. Coming from South Africa would never happen. So count their blessings in New Zealand, that's for sure.
It should be extended to taxis, and if the price controls comes in, the land transport comes in and put a price on the taxi tags, so it will be very important for everybody, you know? So everybody survives on that.
I'm thrilled that they're extending it for another couple of months. We really needed it, and it has encouraged a lot of people on. People like me, it's okay because we've got a gold card, you know, and we don't have to pay anyway. So I think that, yeah, I love it. I love that idea.
And Lisa, of course, the other part of this is those cut in fuel taxes, which the government has obviously done to make fuel that little bit cheaper for people at the moment. As we know, it's all expensive. That is on for another 2 months as well. And rest assured, we will have more stories about the shock to the system for people when those tax cuts come off again. Now, do stick with us. Later on in the show, we will have someone who works with some of our most impoverished people in Auckland about that $350 bonus payment that people will be getting as part of this budget.
Thanks, Nick. Our reporter Nick Troubridge joining us live there from the Britomart Transport Hub in downtown Auckland.